ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Hope you all know the meaning of this Shanti Mantra, no? Okay, if you don't know, doesn't matter, I'll tell you afterwards. When I finish, if we finish Bhajagovindam today, then we can start next first class on our Thursday.
Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam. गोविंदं भज मूढमते संप्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि नहि रक्षति दुःखं करणे
भयत्री मोवसेस कना
प्राणायाम
What was the last one? Last class?
Last one was Artham Anartham Bhavaya.
Artham Anartham Bhavaya Netyam Nasti Tata Sukhalesha Satyam Putradapidhana Bhajabhiti Sarvatraisha Pitariti Bhaj Govindam.
Neither Raham nor this. Okay. Alappa vandrudu.
Guru Charanambuja.
Oh, that's the idea. Okay. So. Artham anartham bhavaya nityam. Please understand always one thing. May you always remember in your mind, think in your mind what you should be thinking. Nityam bhavaya. Always think in your mind. What is that? Artham anartham bhavaya nityam. You know, artham anartham. See the arthaha. Anything you seek, you pursue for security, there's no real security, absolute security is not there. There's only relative security. No, one has to be relatively secure in order to pursue absolute security. Absolute security is moksha. Absolute security is only in jnanam. But one has to be relatively secure. So, arthaha. No, whatever you pursue for security will give you definitely relative security. But there is no absolute security. That's why don't mistake what is capable of making you feel relatively secure for absolute security. Understand? Artham anartham bhavaya. That means don't seek moksha in artha. That is the meaning. Don't mistake what is relatively secure, what is capable of giving you relative security for absolute security. Seek absolute security in jnanam, but to be relatively secure, pursue artha. With reference to absolute security, artha is not right proper means. Okay, with reference to absolute security, there is no absolute security in artha, which can give you a relative security. So artham anartham bhavaya. Understand? See, time bound security is relative security. Permanent security is jnanam. So that does not mean that you shouldn't pursue artha, but don't pursue artha for moksha. So, artham anartham bhavaya nityam. அர்த்தமனர்த்தம் பாவய நேத்யம் அமனர்த்தம் பாவய நேத்யம் நாஸ்தி தத சுகலேஷ சத்யம் நாஸ்தி தத சுகலேஷ சத்யம் சி லேஷா மீன்ஸ் லிட்டில் கிஞ்சித் லேஷா லேஷா மீன்ஸ் வாட் லிட்டில் மெஷர் ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் மெஷர் லிட்டில் கொஞ்சம் குத்தினோடு சொல்லுமா இல்லையா கிளேஷன் ஃபிளேக் ஃபிராக்ஷன் லிட்டில் ஈவன் ஸ்லைட்டஸ்ட் ஆஃப் லிட்டில் ஆஃப் லீஸ்ட் ஹாப்பினஸ் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் அர்த்தா தேர் இஸ் நோ ஹாப்பினஸ் இன் அர்த்தா Why Shastri, we so firm in saying that, how can you say there is no happiness in Artha? Definitely, without Artha you cannot be happy. Definitely you need to have pursue Artha. But, don't think happiness is in Artha. Why? Happiness is the Swarupam. Yourself. That you need to discover. You discover yourself, thereby discover happiness. But don't go and search for happiness in Artha. Without Artha, you will definitely be unhappy, no doubt. With Artha also, you will not be able to be happy. Why? Because Artha is not in... happiness is not in Artha. Please understand this. That's what he says. That is why don't say foolishly, okay, happiness is not in Artha, so I don't need to pursue Artha. That means that's not going to help you. Because you need to pursue Artha to live the life. But for moksha, you need jnana. Live the life to know. Understand? To become free. But to live the life, you need to pursue Artha. But don't seek moksha, happiness, in Artha. And not even happiness, even a fraction, even a little of happiness is not in Artha. Sukhasya leshaha api. Sukhatin thrundu koda. No, sukhasya leshaha api arthe nasti tatra. Nasti tata sukha leshaha satyam. This is a fact. It's a fact. We're not simply saying. It's a fact. Satyam, this is a truth. What we say here is a truth. It's a fact here. புத்திராதபி தனபாஜாம் பீதிஹி. Why he says here, பீதிஹி, what is happiness? Where there is happiness, there must be what? Where there is happiness, there is fullness. Isn't it? Where there is fullness, there is security, protection. Understand? Where there is protection, security. Where there is security, there is what? Fearlessness, utter fearlessness. Happiness, you can't say, he is very happy, but he is very frightened. It is impossible. Understand now? Where there is fear, there cannot be happiness. So happiness and fear, or fullness and fear, niraivum bayamum ondra irukka mudiyadu. Please understand, fullness, happiness, and fear cannot coexist. Like what? Tall, short, thin, fat Shiva Shakti was driving on the road. Is it possible? Riding bicycle. How is it possible? You can say tall, thin, or short, thin, or tall, fat. You can't say tall, short, thin, fat. How is it possible? See, two things that are opposed to each other cannot coexist. Understand now? Tallness and shortness together cannot coexist. Fatness and thinness cannot coexist. Isn't it? You can't say both cannot be. Why? In the presence of one, other cannot be. Similarly, fear and happiness cannot be together. Oh, he is very happy. He is a person of fullness and joy. But he has lots, no, he is fear. He is frightened. Hey, that's not right. Understand now? It's impossible. Where there is niraivu, where there is fullness, where there is happiness, where there is security, there is absolute protection. Jnanam dhan. In jnanathil, there is absolute security, absolute protection, there is fullness, and there is utter fearlessness. Why there is no fear? Because in that person's where the person who knows the self, he knows satyam is one. He has resolved the mithya in satyam. For him, all that is there is only satyam. There is no second thing other than satyam. Second thing, if at all the second thing is mithya. Mithya is dependent on satyam. So mithya cannot do any harm to satyam. How can wave harm the ocean? How can wave harm the water? How can water harm the wave? Because wave is water. Isn't it? There's no problem. So if the person who knows the truth, who has resolved the aham in consciousness as the only satyam, in whose understanding all that is there is only satyam, who has the vision? I'm talking about the jnani, okay? Where there is jnanam, there is the person revels in fullness. Nirevil telekiran. So such a person who revels in fullness, there must be that he is absolute. He is a person of absolute protection and security. So he is a person of utter fearlessness. There is no fear. This is the second thing. Something other than you for you to feel frightened. Understand? So there is no fear. But here we are talking about what? If happiness is from artha, look at this. If artha can make one happy, artha alone, okay, without artha, one definitely will be unhappy. There's no doubt. Understand? But if jnanam, a person has jnanam, then even if he doesn't have artha, he'll be happy. Understand? That is why it's impossible. So if we have to be prudent, we have to pursue artha. Understand? Because we are still ajnanis. We are not jnanis. At the same time, there is no happiness in artha. If happiness is in artha, all the rich people must be what? Free from fear. In where they are frightened even of their own sons. Dhanabhag means the possessor of wealth. Dhanabhag means what? Dhanabhag means Selvate Udayavan is Dhanabhag. Dhanabhajam, for those who possess lot of wealth, the wealthy people, they are frightened of their own sons who quarrel for wealth. No? Who wait for sharing the property. They wait for the day when this person will go and then we can share our properties. This is Vihita Rithi. This is a natural thing in the world. Therefore, if happiness is in wealth, artha, all the wealthy people, rich people should not be unhappy at all. Understand? And if they are happy, and they should not be frightened at all. But we heard about people, generally we hear about people who are very rich parents, who are even frightened of their own children. That's what he says here. So, dhanabhajam, putradapi dhanabhajam bhitihi. This is vihita ritihi. This is commonly seen everywhere. This is the fact which prevails always everywhere. It's a general thing, isn't it? General fact which prevails everywhere. Okay, we'll go next one now. Therefore, what we should do? Better worship the Lord, pray to the Lord, okay? Praise the Lord and better know the Lord. Know the truth of the Lord. Know the truth of the Lord means how do you know the truth of the Lord? Know thyself, know the truth, know the Lord, revel in fullness, be free. Testimony. Pranayamam pratyaharam. Pranayamam pratyaharam.
నిత్యానేత్యవివేకవిచారం జప్యసమేత సమాధి విధానం జాప్యసమేత సమాధి విధానం కుర్వవధానం మహదవధానం కుర్వవధానం మహదవధానం.
హీ సేస్ దెర్ఫోర్ ఐ నో నౌ వాట్ ఇస్ ద థింగ్ అర్థ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు పర్స్యూ బట్ మోక్ష హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్ అర్థ వితౌట్ అర్థ వన్ దెర్స్ నో హ్యాపీనెస్ బట్ మీర్ అర్థ ఆల్సో విల్ నాట్ మేక్ వన్ హ్యాపీ దెర్ఫోర్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు పర్స్యూ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు discover happiness by knowing the truth, by knowing the self. And to know the self, how we should be mind? Mind should be what? Mind should be ready. For that, mind should be ready means mind has to become steady. Mind should be ready means what? Mind should be pure, mind should be steady. Pure mind means what? Mind which is free from impurities. Such as kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi. No? The mind being free from impurities and mind the restless, the mind is restless, mind cannot understand anything. Mind has to be free from agitation also, steady. Unsteady, indisciplined, restless mind should be calm and quiet mind. Because without mental, we have to remember in Bhagavad Gita also you will be reading, because you are going to read the Gita pages also, you will come across this. Antahkarana Shuddhihi. Say that now. Antahkarana Shuddhihi. Antahkarana means mind. Shuddhihi means purity. Mental purity. Ullathuimai. In Tamil we say Antahkarana Shuddhihi. So antahkarana shuddhihi, then antahkarana naischalyam. Naischalyam means what? Nischala means, understand now, steady. Naischalyam, steadiness. So mental purity, mental steadiness. These two words will come across in Bhagavad Gita. Swamiji will be using it in the Bhagavad Gita text when you are reading, you will see that. Antahkarana shuddhihi. అంతఃకరణ నైశ్చల్యం. సో దట్ నౌ అంతఃకరణ శుద్ధి అంతఃకరణ నైశ్చల్యం. సో మెంటల్ ప్యూరిటీ అండ్ మెంటల్ స్టెడీనెస్, దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫర్ వాట్? ఫార్ వన్ టు బీ ఏబుల్ టు కాంటెంప్లేట్ అపాన్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్. లుక్ అట్ దిస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈజీ. గో ఇన్ ద భజ, నో ద ట్రూత్, నో ద లార్డ్. Know, may you know the Lord. How to know the Lord? Knowing the Lord means what? Knowing all that is there is only the Lord. That is knowing the Lord. How to know the Lord? Knowing the Lord implies knowing the truth of the whole. Cause of the whole Jagat. Knowing the truth of the whole Jagat means what? Knowing the truth of the whole Jagat as the truth of one's own self. As the truth of one's own mind. Knowing the very self. Knowing the very meaning of the word I tell you, if you discover what exactly is implied, what is the substance of the substantive I, if you know the truth of the mind, you know the truth of the individual, you know the truth of the individual, you know the truth of the whole Jagat. If you want to know, H2O being the truth of one wave is known, the truth of the entire ocean, all the waves being H2O will be very clear. You don't need to go and see every wave, okay, one after the other. Check. You don't need to know. Isn't it? If you know one wave being H2O, all the way being H2O will be very clear. So know the truth of an individual, first of all. Truth of individual what? The truth of the body, truth of the sense powers, truth of the whole, everything. Subtle, as the truth of the very mind. Truth of the very mind, how will you know? Truth of every thought is what? Truth of the meaning of the word. Truth of the mind is what? Every wave, every thought is what? The substance of the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun. We do not know that. If a wave is a substantive, H2O is substance. Isn't it? Similarly, what is the substance of the substantive I, first person singular pronoun? If you, now we do not know, okay? Now we think everything. We think the whole thing is for us. We mistake the body, sometimes we mistake the mind, sometimes we mistake, for us I means what? Sometimes body, sometimes mind, sometimes thought, sometimes emotions, sometimes intellect, sometimes pranas, sometimes ears, sometimes nose. Everything. We have identity with everything now. Nothing wrong. But we do not know the actual substance of substantive I. Understand? If you know that, you have known the truth of the body, truth of the mind, truth of the senses, truth of pranas, truth of everything. Is it clear now? Therefore, know the truth, know the self. Thereby know the truth, the self of everything, know the truth of everything, thereby know the Lord. In that knowledge, you will see, you understand what fullness is. Knowing what fullness is, knowing what limitlessness is what? Discovering what happiness is, being happy, becoming happy. Becoming free from all limitations. குறைகள் நின்று விடுபடுதல் நிறைவை அறிதலே குறைகள் நின்று விடுபடுதல் குறைகள் நின்று விடுபட்டு ஒரு நாள் நிறைவை அடைய முடியாது. Understand now, we always make efforts. Discovering fullness is the only way to free yourself from the sense of inadequacy. There's no way of becoming full by overcoming inadequacy. Understand now? Always there'll be inadequacy. We have to understand what we do. We think in the Kurai Ninginal, if this goes, I'll be okay. No, you will never be okay. Well, because the problem is you are searching for something what is not there. Understand? So fullness is something which is already there, which is you. Without having discovered it, if you were searching for fullness with a sense of inadequacy, superimposed on the self, and then inadequacy will always be there. That is why discover fullness, resolve sense of inadequacy. That's the only way. Understand now? Therefore, you have to know the truth. But to know the self, having known the self, and then you have to ascertain it. You have to first know, then constantly focus attention on that self, which is nididhyasanam, which is called contemplation. Understand now? First, knowing is important. Having known the truth, you have to ascertain it. Urdhi padthikano, isn't it? For ascertainment only you need what? Nididhyasanam. See, first people come for Vedanta class. Introduction to Vedanta itself, you understand, I am consciousness. They know all these things. But that doesn't mean you have known everything. But something, some understanding happens. Some click, isn't it? Some difference. But that doesn't mean you are free from all problems now. No. Because it means what? You need to know, you need to further study again and again and again and again, listening to the Shastram. What you have understood already becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. I always tell you one thing. Clarity will enhance. Telivu virivadindu hunde pohumna. Clarity will always enhance. How? First you didn't know anything, you're totally confused. And after listening to a little exposure, you have some understanding. Then when you further listen to the same thing again and again and again, you will see the beauty of it. The more you listen, the clearer you become. The clarity will enhance. It's a slow. You have overnight business. No hot food business, okay? Fast food. You have idli dosa, okay? Fast food. You go order for fast food. It is you had to slowly, because mind, you know, you had to really slowly, you had to listen and enhance the clarity. But to ascertain what you have understood, that then once you are very clear, and you have to be, you should be able to focus your attention on the nature of the reality, nature of the self. See, Atmavi, first understanding the self is something. Having understood the self and focusing the attention on the self, nature of the self, that is called contemplation. Thereby ascertaining it, you know, becoming steadfast in knowledge, that is where moksha is, that is where fullness is. For which mind must be? The unsteady mind is not ready for what? Contemplation. Mind must be free from impurities also. Because impure mind means what? The one who cannot live a life of dharma. That is why we say, this is the context we understand the value of values. Why should I follow values? Values are universal. But even though it is not absolute, values are relative. Values are universal, but values are not absolute. Values are relative. But still, it is very, very, very important for one to be committed to live a life of values, to live a life of values. Understand? That is why, this is the common understanding. Why? Unless and until you commit yourself to live a life of values, there is no way of thought, word and deed being identical. Thought, word and deed must be identical. Only when you live a life of values, thought, word and deed will be identical. Only with thought, word and deed are identical, then you will be free from being a split personality, double personality. Understand now? When you are free from, if you are not a split personality, then you are integrated personality. If you are an integrated personality, then you have inner leisure. At least, no, that is how you are free from turbulence, mental turbulence. And that is how you are free from impurities. There is no fear. No, at least like a clean life means that living a life of dharma itself gives you a tremendous strength. No, dhairyam. Dharma nadandha dhairyam. Okay, you will be really strong person, you come into dharma is there. That is why living a life of dharma will help, bless you with the strong mind means what? You will be free from impurities. So you will be free from, you will be an integrated personality. So that's called pure mind, antakarna shuddhi. That's fine. But meant agitation, but still mind can be very, very restless. The mind is always of the nature of, mind is agitation. It's always in a state of flux. It cannot be in one play, you cannot focus attention on the mind for a long time, no? In any one thing. If you're sitting here, say, definitely mind will go and come. I know how it goes and comes. Even nice classical music, no? People talk about, no? See, sometimes alapana, we forget. My God, alapana itself, that ragam goes, sometimes we forget. Violin alone, violin, you know, sometimes the tukuda, no? Whatever this there, you forget. Hours you forget. But some people, no? Get so restless, people, then, they could consider it slowly, living muruk, karak murukana, pakatala. Know why? That is all restlessness. Because people are not able to focus on any one thing for a length of time. So mind is restless. People, when they sit also, they can't sit quietly. No way. So back pain is there, they're moving, that's okay. Otherwise, are simply, no, people are so restless. Know that? No meditation, nothing. Simply sit and fit for some time. Okay, simply, without doing anything, simply sit for some time. You won't do that. will do that. Even nothing is there, still we'll do something. Because it's all expression of our mental restlessness. And here, for contemplation, we want a steady mind. A mind which can focus on a given thing for length of time. You must be able to be in one thing without any distraction. That steady mind is important. For which, you know, we have what? Upasanam. We have upasanam. Meditation. And even for meditation, or you can do manasa japaha. You can do what? That is why japa. You know that now why we do japam? Living a life of karma yoga, life of dharma is for mental purity. But here, mana japaha. That is why we teach japaha also. Japa. No? Om Namah Shivaya. Why? That is why all the old people are given malas. Pasi utsholduvanga, periyavangala. Why you should opposed to japaha? Japaha also will help you to steady your mind. It's a pre-preparation for meditation. The same japa, instead of chanting, saying orally, if you do mentally, it becomes manasa japaha, which is as good as meditation. And otherwise, ask to visualize some form of the Lord or something, some meditation you practice. But even otherwise, sometimes what happens, now you will see this the same thing. I'll explain this in the next text very elaborately. Pranayama. How pranayama helps? See, yoga asana when you do, not yoga asana, asanas when you practice, then that is a physical exercise. It is not mere physical exercise, it's a discipline. It also, it has to be practiced properly with the help of the teacher. And then all the exercises are not suitable for all the people of all age groups and all, okay, physical constitution. You have to learn with the proper teacher in keeping with the age and physical conditions, okay, men and women. There are certain things which one need not learn. Understand? Not everybody can be learning everything. So this is something, it's good. Similarly, we have prana ayamaha. Ayamaha means exercise. Pranaha means breathing. Okay, so breathing exercise is what? Prana ayamaha. Understand? Prana ayamaha. So when you breathe, when you do the prana ayamaha means actually breathing exercise against a big, vast thing. People nowadays, they come and teach only a little bit, okay? It's like showing something and going away. Pranayamaha, no, nobody teaches real pranayama. I tell you, what is popular in the market now? Everyone will go and attend these pranayama classes. They teach very little, very small thing. But pranayama also is like that, big ocean actually. One has to learn properly with a teacher who knows correctly. And that again, even there also, what are all the exercises one can learn that one has to know? It is pranayama. But there's a basic step for all the different breathing exercises. There's a basic exercise is there. No? That, what is that? See, when you're inhaling and exhaling, we are all the time inhaling and exhaling. But we are not conscious. So consciously inhaling and exhaling is what? Prana ayamaha. Breathing exercise. Whether we are conscious or not, all of them are inhaling, exhaling. When you are consciously, when you are doing it, no, it becomes disciplined. And then what we say, and then slowly inhaling first. When you inhale, then what happens? The oxygen is inhaled and oxygen is, you know, filled. Oxygen fills the lungs. So filling of the lungs is called what? Then the lungs expand. Expand, oxygen is filled in the lungs. That's called purakam, nirappudal. No, purakam means filling. You slowly inhale. You don't need to do all exercises. Basic step, the basic one. Consciously, slowly inhaling. Kalpurakam. And having filled, on a conscious, what you do now? As long as, not very long, at least for a second or two seconds, you can try to hold the breath. Having filled, you stop, hold the breath. That's called a kumbhakam. Antah kumbhakam. Holding the breath inside, okay? You fill the lungs, then holding is called a kumbhakam. You can't stay for long. We'll do that. Then kumbhakam. No, I don't need to do very, very long. And then kumbhakam. Isn't it? Kumbhakam. Holding. This is antak kumbhakam. And then, you can't keep for long, okay? Then slowly exhale. Consciously you're exhaling also. The time taken should be, whatever is convenient for you. For some people can take very long, some people can take short, it doesn't matter. But you do consciously, inhale, slowly, and then fill, then hold, antak kumbhakam, then slowly you empty your, understand now, you exhale the carbon dioxide. When you exhale, the lungs contract. Then what now? Contraction is called now, then completely all the carbon dioxide comes out. Emptying is called a rechakam. Say now, rechakam. Having exhaled, again hold the breath for a second. That's what again, bahih kumbhakam. Antah kumbhakam, bahih kumbhakam. Exhale, again hold the breath. For?
That's antah kumbhakam. Yeah. Then rechakam.
Let's exhale. And then after that,
oh, leave it, hold. Not ten.
Again hold it. Again hold it. That is a little difficult. Actually, antah kumbhakam, you have to have something.
You can leave it.
Not for long, okay? Just, it's called bahi kumbhakam. These are the basic steps, okay? These are the basic steps involved in any other practice. And now people, what is very famous now is the bhastrika pranayama. All over. But it is a good exercise. All, maybe I can teach you some, not today, okay? I'll teach you some other time when I come for the next class. I'll come without eating, okay? Today I've eaten. Now I can teach you a bhastrika pranayama. I can teach you a simple one, which anybody can do. The bhastrika pranayama, slowly you have to do. You have to teach in Vajrasana, I'll teach you that next class. It's good. It's for not for thin people, too thin people. I mean, it's all good exercise you'll have. Or the whole body has good exercise. Hmm?
You think so?
No. What is bhastrika?
Bhastrika pranayama.
What is it mean?
Actually, that you know, actually, bhastrika pranayama is just. Actually, all problems in the wheezing will go. Anyway, yeah. It's a cleansing, okay? Anyway, but all, you should not do any pranayama on your own. You have to learn the proper teacher, and system should agree also. No? Sometimes. Anything. So pranayama is practice. He says here, pranayama, the breathing exercise, along with the physical exercise, is recommended for what? Because you consciously breathe in and breathe out. Because this, actually, there's a big law. We have lot big explanation for this. The mind and pranas are linked to each other. Understand? That is why when you breathe, do the breathing exercise. What will happen? The speed of the thought flow will become slow.
Oh, I see.
So that
because
the thought flow will not be very high. The speed of the thought flow will not be very high. It becomes slow. That means the frequency. The thought frequency will be slow so that you will avoid blood pressure and all that. Okay? Understand? So, it will help you, have what? Slowly, it will help you steady the mind. And second thing, pranayama, not only that, pranayama when you are doing, you can't do pranayama without concentrating. Keeping your mind somewhere, do you think? Mechanically you cannot do. Understand now? You cannot. When you do pranayama, you have to be really focused. That is why pranayama itself serves as sort of meditation. That is how the distracted mind, the turbulent mind, restless mind, by practicing pranayama, becomes slowly quiet and calm. So pranayama, first thing, it helps you to cleanse the system a little bit. And second thing, it helps you to make the restless mind calm. You don't need to do all the exercises, some. It is not a must that one should do definitely pranayama to calm the mind. Pranayama is, we don't need to do pranayama. Pranayama also is available. It's like, you know, not you should definitely eat puttu. You can eat idiyappam also, isn't it? Like that. Now, to be healthy, it's not that you should, it's a choice, okay? Because we have, that like the pranayama is all, pranayama can be also practiced to make the restless, agitated mind calm. Is it clear now? This pranayama. Then, pratyaharaha. Pratyaharaha means what? Being moderate in enjoying sense pleasures. Pratyaharaha. Having shamaha and damaha. Having mastery over senses and organs of actions and all that. Being conscious of what you are doing, how much you are doing, when you are sleeping, when you are eating, how much you are eating, what you are eating. Everything, enjoying anything in moderation. Not overdoing or not undoing. Understand now? Doing anything in moderation is called pratyaharaha. It's all very important to maintain the mind. Either you overeat or you starve or overindulging. Watch television whole night and go to bed 3 o'clock in the morning and get up at 9 o'clock, 7 or 10 o'clock and rush to the office. No, not like that. Everything, doing things in moderation is called what? No, pratyaharaha. So pranayama. Because why I am not saying much about pranayama pratyahara, we will do more about it in next text. In this corner, not doing much, okay? Pranayama pratyaharaha. The nitya anitya vastu vivekaha. We have to constantly remind ourselves of the fact. What is the fact? The fact is, what there is something which is real, permanent, something which is not permanent. We not say unreal, okay? We are saying what is permanent and what is not permanent. We should definitely know. There is something which is permanent, something which is impermanent. And we should know, discriminatively we should know, what is nityaha, what is anityam, what is nityam, what is anityam, what is permanent, what is not permanent, we should know, and constantly we should remind ourselves of what is permanent and what is impermanent. One day we know, then we forget. No, always remember, listen now, nitya anitya viveka vicharam. Okay, pranayamam pratyaharam nitya netyava viveka vicharam. So may you enquire into the discriminative understanding of what is permanent and what is not permanent. So that what? You will not mistake the impermanent things for permanent things, and you will not worry about impermanent being impermanent. Understand? Sometimes we always do this. So, nitya, anitya, atma is nityaha, anya sarvam, atma alone is nityam, other than atma, everything else is anityam. Mithya is anityam, satyam is nityam. That we have to remember, that we have to know. Know, understand, and constantly enquire into this discriminative knowledge of what is permanent and what is impermanent. And to be able to do the vichara, and may you be mentally calm and pure and steady. For which also try to practice some prana ayamaha. And also be moderate in enjoying all the pleasures. Okay? Pranayamam pratyaharam nityanitya vastu nityanitya viveka vicharam. Japya sameta samadhi vidhanam. Japya sameta samadhi vidhanam. So, sameta samadhi vidhanam. So, when you really practice this, then you will have what? You can resolve all your thoughts in samadhi. Okay? Resolve all your thoughts. In the thoughts which are so distracted and so when running here and there, and all the thoughts can be resolved by what? By constantly practicing pranayama and also practicing doing japaha. By following the disciplines. By meditation, by practicing pranayama, by following pratyahara, for following the disciplines, slowly you can resolve the thoughts in samadhi. So samadhi is not jnanam, samadhi is not mokshaha, samadhi is a nilai where you can resolve the thoughts. That means what? The mind will be ready for contemplative state. In fact, it's not even samadhi, I don't need to say, you will have a steady mind. Because we Vedantis, we never recommend much of this samadhi business. Okay? May you have a steady mind by practicing japaha also. Kurvavadhanam mahadavadhanam. Kurvavadhanam mahadavadhanam. See, avadhanam. Say it now. Avadhanam. Avadhanam means what? No? Gavanam. Being focused. So, kuru avadhanam kuru. May you be focused. Gavanatla vei. Gavanatte nirithi. Gavanam sei. Avadhanam kuru. Please don't forget. It's very, very important. Avadhanam kuru. Mahad avadhanam kuru. So may you be focused. Be, keep, don't ever forget. Remember this carefully in your mind. Avadhanam kuru. Avadhanam means what? Keep placing the attention is called avadhanam. Avadhanam means gavanate vaital. Understand now, placing the attention is called avadhanam. Avadhanam kuru. Please don't forget. Remember this. Understand now? Remember this. Kuru, may you do.
Oh, I see.
Gavanate chai. No. Kuru, kuru. Kuru na sei. I say, gavanate nirthalai sei. May you do the, may you place the attention. Please do place attention to this. What? Very important here. Don't take it for granted. Very, very important. Mahad avadhanam kuru. Again, because twice it is said, avadhanam kuru, may you place the attention on the nature of the self. Okay, where should you place attention? Place your attention on the nature of the self and remember the self and know the self, ascertain the vision. For which you need what? You need pure and steady mind. So, how? The do japam, follow pratyahara, and also practice pranayama. Do practice meditation. Do all that you need to do. Follow these disciplines so that you have pure and steady mind, that you will be able to focus attention on the nature of the self. Please don't forget this. Place your attention on this. Remember that now? Gavanathil. Vaikkanam avadhanam kuru.
Mahat
avadhanam. No, actually, this is again importance. Please see, it's very important here. Mahat avadhanam kuru means what? No, it is very important. Don't forget. Please place attention on this. And place attention on Bhagat. You can say the reality, the truth also. The 2 minutes you can give. Place attention on the self. And please understand now. This is very important. Give great importance for this. You can say give 2 minutes for that.
So aham, aham.
No. Mahat means big, great. So Mahat Avadhanam Kuru means give great importance for this. No? Or you can say, please place attention on the mind on the reality. Understand? Avadhanam Kuru. Please keep it in your mind. Please focus on this. Don't forget. Okay? Please keep place attention on this fact. What is that? It is very important to be contemplative, to ascertain the fact, truth, for which you have to mentally pure and steady, for which follow these disciplines. Is it clear now?
Pranayamam pratyaharam nitya nitya viveka vicharam japya sameta samadhi vidhanam kurvavadhanam mahadavadhanam.
Guru charanam.
Okay. Now, so what you should do, everything is there also. I tell you one thing, but don't ever try to learn Shastram by yourself. If you know, I had to study Upanishads, let me go and buy all translations available in all the languages and read on my own. I'll go to all the libraries, I'll collect the best of commentaries by all the best authors in English and all the languages I can read. I'll bring them back, I'll read on my own. I don't need any help. That don't ever do that. What is the verses? Why? Because how much ever you read, how many ever books you read, with some understanding. No, without not being properly guided by the teacher, if you read Upanishads by yourself, it's like blind person being led by another blind person. Understand? The mind has the capacity to, you can crush your intellect, use it, sharp intellect, you can discover so many things, but if it is an object, what is to be discovered is within the realm of an object. You can use your buddhi. Understand now? You can try. Even for you need the help of professors sometimes. But to discover what is the subject, what is to be discovered, happens to be not within the realm of the objects. The very subject, the very searcher has to be searched here. That is why you need to study the Upanishad, the Pramanam, the means of knowledge, with the help of the teacher. Understand? Who would have known from? The other teacher. Understand? Sampradaya with teacher. Or knows Sampradaya. It's very important here. Therefore he says, Guru Charana, okay. Guru Charanambuja, Guru Charanambuja, Nibhara Bhakta, Nibhara Bhakta, Guru Charanambuja, Nirbhar Bhakta, Guru Charanambuja, Nirbhar Bhakta, Samsarad Chirad Bhava Mukta, Samsarad Chirad Bhava Mukta, Samsarad Chirad Bhava Mukta, Samsarad Chirad Bhava Mukta, Sendriya Manasa Niyama Devam, Sendriya Manasa Niyama Devam, Sendriya Manasa Niyama Devam,
Sendriya
Manasa Niyama Devam, Drakshasi Nija Hridayastham Devam, Drakshasi Nija Hridayastham Devam, Drakshasi Nija Hridayastham Devam, రక్షసి నిజ హృదయస్థం దేవం గురు చరణాంబుజ నిర్భర భక్త గురు చరణాంబుజ నిర్భర భక్త గురు చరణాంబుజ నిర్భర భక్త గురు చరణాంబుజ నిర్భర భక్త సంసారాద చిరాద్భవముక్తః సంసారాద చిరాద్భవముక్తః
హి సేస్ ముక్తః భవ లుక్ అట్ దిస్ నైస్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ఇట్ ముక్తః భవ భవన ఆహువ ఆహుగ ఆవాయాగ మే యు బికమ్ భవ ముక్తః భవ మే యు బి ఫ్రీ మే యు బికమ్ ఫ్రీ May you become free means may you discover the freedom which is already there. Thereby, may you become free. Understand now? May you become free. Muktaha bhava. May you become free. How can you become free? By discovering the freedom which is already there. But we have to know the fact that you are not bound. Look at this. You are already free. You know that? Muktaha bhava. How is it? You know, I don't know whether you remember Swamiji told once. Once, there was a man, you know, the cowherd boy, and he had many cows. It's all village stories, okay? He had many cows. And then in a gurukulam, like an ashram like place, and the guru, he has to take every day the cows for grazing and bring them back in the evening and tie them and has to go to, you know, do some other work. Then one day, he went like every day. Every day he used to take the cows in the morning and graze them and then he'd bring them back in the evening and tie them and he'll go. Wonder what he did. He took them all for grazing. And he brought them back to the goshala, the goshtam, cow shed. And there he didn't tie. No, he just bent, okay? And he acted as though he tied. He didn't tie them. He brought the cows to the cow shed and he went off. And the cows were, because they're used to, every day they're used to that, okay? They brought back and they were all there. And he went off. The next day morning he came and he remembered, I forgot to tie them. So he said, shit. The no cow was getting up. They're all lying down. And then he said, cows are not getting up. And what he brought one whip and whipped them. Even then the cows are not getting up. Even being whipped, they were not getting up. And he was worried, my God, what happened to the cows? I'm whipping them, they're not getting up. And then they don't understand. They're not getting up. And then he went and told the guru, what happened today? Guru, I'm not able to take the cows for grazing today. They're not getting up. They're all lying down and then they refuse to get up. Even I whip them and then nothing works. Did you tie them last night? He said, no. Okay, go on now. Okay, go on. Act. Now pretend, go. As though you are untying them. And he went there, he bent there, and he just acted. He pretended as though he was untying. And all of them immediately got up. You know that? The cows thought they were tied. And the cows again thought they were untied. That's all. Similarly, really speaking, Atma, the meaning of the word I is equal to consciousness. That consciousness is free. Consciousness has no birth. Consciousness has no death. Consciousness doesn't undergo any changes. Does not become small. Does not become big. Understand now? Very truth. and consciousness is not dependent on anything else for its existence, for the matter, understand, no? But all the material products, no, the manifestations becoming unmanifest, undergoing changes, all these things are happening in the part of the matter, for which consciousness is a substratum, isn't it? And that consciousness is actually the meaning of the word I, actually speaking. All the I's have to resolve in what? Consciousness only. I say consciousness is free from all limitations. There's no beginning, there's no end, so no time limitation. There's no nothing which is not consciousness, there's no object limitation. There's no place or space, nothing where consciousness is not, there's no spatial limitation. Consciousness is free already. Isn't it? So does consciousness have to become free? No, it's already free. Isn't it? So it's a question of knowing. Therefore, knowing the self being already free is what? Becoming free. Is it clear now? Knowing the self, knowing what the self is in fact knowing the self being already free. We do not know the self, that is the problem. If we know what the self is, we will know how the self is free. And knowing the self being already free is becoming free. So, muktaha bhava, may you become free. How can you become free? No? From where should you become free? Samsarat. Samsarat muktaha bhava. Say that now. Samsarat muktaha bhava. Samsarathil irundu viduviduvayaga. May you become free from bondage of samsara. May you become free from this life of transmigration. May you become free from this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Okay, this life of transmigration or transmigratory life. Samsarat muktaha bhava. How? When should I become free? Achirat. Chirat na, after long time. Achirat means what? Soon. May become free from samsara soon. Quickly. Kalam taashtamal samsarathindu viduviduvayaga. Understand now? May become free from samsara soon. Achirat. Understand? How? By having unflinching faith in the feet of the Guru, lotus feet of the Guru. So, he says, Guru Charana Ambuja, Guru Charana Ambuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha. Having unflinching, listen now, devotion to the lotus feet of the Guru, that means what? Going and washing the feet of the Guru every day or what? What do we mean? Having the Guru's feet in every day doing namaskaram or what? No. Being humble to the Guru and approaching the Guru and regularly listening to the teachings of the Guru. Systematically, regularly, constantly, consistently, with unflinching faith in the words of the Guru and Shastram, listening to the teacher. No, listening to the Shastram from the teacher is what? Having devotion to the feet of the Guru. People always get to some paduka and keep it at home and do puja. That will not work. That you can have. Nothing wrong. That's all upalakshanam, okay? But simply keeping the father's feet at home and then do whenever you have time and then you do savishekam. You know? It is not people. Father Puja, I tell you, really it is more meaningful if you study Shastram with the Guru. Understand? Guru Charana Ambuja. Guruvin Tamare Thiruvadihil Ningada Bhaktiyudevana Iruttal. Nirbhara Bhaktaha. What does it mean? What? It's a poetic language, okay? So having unflinching faith, unshakable faith in the words of the Shastram and the Guru, now being committed to the teachings by the Guru, and systematically, regularly listening to subject matter of the Shastram from the Guru, is being devoted to the lotus feet of the Guru. Understand? So, Guru Charana Ambuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha. So, being a devotee, having an unflinching, firm devotion to the lotus feet of the Guru, may you become free soon from this samsara, from this life of transmigration. That means what? How can you become free? By studying Shastram systematically, regularly, continuously, and by understanding subject matter, understand how? Thereby you become free. One sentence, no? That's why people think, okay, I have one guru, I have some Pada Puja, and then I'd be free. No. That will not work. Understand? That means people all will online order. All Guru Paduka will order. And then we get all online order Padukas from Gurus. And we'll all become free. That's not the way. Understand now? People go for ordering everything online. Now Tesco's vegetables also online you can order. So like that Padukas also order. For Guru's feet also you order. People feel very proud of making also some silver plated cover, gold plated cover, and gold plate cover also. See, this is having the faith in the words of the teacher, means having faith in the words of the Shastram and studying Shastram systematically, regularly with Shraddha, with firm faith in the Shastram, is what? Being devoted to, firmly devoted to the lotus feet of the Guru. That commitment to the Shastram and the teacher will definitely bless you with the knowledge one day or the other of the self. Thereby, may you become free from the bondage of samsara. Yes, sa indriya sendriya manasa niyamat evam. Evam means in this manner. In this manner means what? Have handed to the teacher, studying Shastra with the help of the teacher and following this discipline as mentioned above, living a life of karma yoga, and understand now, doing japam and pranayama or practicing meditation, etc. And you know, understand subject matter of the Shastram, and then what? It's what? Sa indriya manasa niyamat. Indriya niyama manasa niyama. By having mastery over senses and mind. Because mind also goes all over and you try to be focused. And senses also what now? All the time senses take your mind towards the objects. That's why having certain mastery. How can you have the mastery? By knowing the value of values, by knowing the limitations of external objects. Shastram does not say don't enjoy sense objects. The senses are there to enjoy sense objects, to perceive sense objects. Sense objects are there for you to enjoy, but know the limitation. They are there, senses are there for perceiving, sense objects are there for being perceived, but you should know, your mind must be focused. Actually, what I seek for happiness. Happiness is not there in objects. Happiness is not there in sense organs. Understand? I know the limitations of sense objects. What do we mean by knowing the limitations of sense objects? No? Happiness is not there. Nothing in the world can give me happiness. Please be sure. But Shastram says, okay, you need artha, please pursue artha. You need karma, pleasures to live the life, please have pleasures. Don't deprive yourself of any pleasures. And you need to live a life of dharma, definitely pursue artha and karma in conformity with dharma. But please know one thing, you are living this, only to live this life you need artha kama. But you are living this life ultimately to discover happiness. till then you will not be satisfied, you will not be settled. Understand now, for that happiness is not available as an object at all. Once you know the limitations of objects, that they cannot make you happy. Once you know this, then naturally happiness is available as the very subject. Understand now, as the very self. Once you know what I want is happiness, it is my choiceless end and happiness. Self-knowledge alone, now happiness is to be understood as the very sarupma of the self. Happiness is not there in objects. Once you know, then naturally the mind will be what? You will have mastery over mind and senses. Adu pulan olukkam, mana olukkam. Understand now? This is what having disciplined, having had one's mind and senses disciplined. Understand now, having one's mind and senses disciplined is what? Understand now, having mastery. I don't want to use control also. Mastery over mind and senses. Sa indriya manasa niyamat evam, in this manner, having understood the whole thing and having mastery over mind and senses, and if you pursue the self-knowledge, then definitely drakshyasi, you will see, you will not fail, you will definitely see. Ni parpa, you will drakshyasi, you will see. What you will see? Devam. You will see the Lord, the self-effulgent reality. Tanah vilangukindra arivagirikindra parambarulai, ni kanbai. You will see definitely the self-effulgent, the pure reality in the form of pure knowledge as the very self. Where? Hridayastham, not elsewhere. No, in the heart. The heart means what? In your own mind. Don't think heart means, and people whoever does any bypass surgery, they would have seen that. Is heart means, don't think physical heart, in your own mind. Understand now? And all the cardiologists would have seen many times, that is the truth. Heart means, what does it mean? Hridayastha means, Hridayastha means, Grihastha means, one who is at home is Grihastha. Hridayastha means what? The Lord, one who resides in the heart. If Lord is residing in the heart, not the physical heart. That's what I was told. If it is the real physical heart, and all the cardiologists, those who do bypass surgery all the time, they would have seen God many times. That is why it does not mean the physical heart. It means what? Mind. Hridayam means what? Ullam. Ullam means what? Mind. And buddhi. Understand now? Buddhi guha. In a cave of your own mind. In your own buddhi. In your own mind. Nija hridayastha. Not somebody else's mind. I see the Lord in Shivashakti's mind. No. Shivashakti can see the Shivashakti's mind. Shivashakti can see. Understand now? Lord in her own mind. But everyone has to see the Lord truth in one's own mind. So Nija means what? Not Tamil Nijam. Tamil Nijam means Nesama, not that Nesam. Okay? This is Nijam means one's own. In Sanskrit, Nijam means what? One's own. Nija Hridayam means what? One's own mind. Abba, don't go anywhere searching for happiness, searching for the Lord. Look at this. Very nice to know this, no? That is why Ullam Thirukkovil. Understand now? Ullam or Kovil. So where is the, your mind is the Garbhagriham. Your own mind is Garbhagriham, Sanctum Sanctorum. There resides who? The self, the truth of, you know, a self-effulgent, Devaha, self-effulgent. Why? It is of the nature of knowledge. In which form do you see the Lord? Not Shankar Chakra Gadadhari or Pannaga Bhushana Paramashiva. No. You see the Lord as self-effulgent reality. What is self-effulgent reality? The pure consciousness, the reality which is of the nature of knowing. Arive Vadivaha. Arivaha. Understand now? The pure knowledge. Nija Hridayastham. In your own, that is the Lord, you will see the self-effulgent reality which is of the nature of pure knowledge. In the form of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of knowledge, knowing, you will see Nija Hridayastham Devam Drakshyasi. you will definitely see. You will know. See means what? You will know.
Guru Charanambuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha Samsarada Chirad Bhava Muktaha Sendriya Manasa Niyama Devam Drakshasi Nija Hridayastam Devam.
Poor thing. నిజహృదయస్థం దేవం. పడన్ వాట్ హీ విల్ సీ ఇన్ హిస్ హార్ట్. నిజహృదయస్థం దేవం ద్రక్ష్యసి. వాట్ అన్ అష్యూరెన్స్. నో సో బోల్డ్. Don't need to go anywhere in search of the Lord, God. That means what? Don't say the others are bad, okay? This is the way. You know? Thedi, nerevai thedi. People always write some articles like this and put dots. People have never achieved. That is why dots. Never put one full stop, you know. They put many dots and they leave it. In search of peace, in search of happiness, in search of the Lord. And they never put one dot. No way. Full stop. Whenever comes an end, always many dots. And they'll put on comma. And we say, the cons, it's always being searched. Endless search. But our Shastra says, come on. Nija Hridayas Devam Drakshasi. You will see the Lord. You will discover the Lord. Who is the Lord? Self-effulgent. On who is of the nature of self-effulgence? What form? Reality. As pure knowledge, as the very meaning of the word I. Nijahridayastam devam drakshasi. How? Sa indriya manasa niyamat evam. Following the disciplines in this manner, having mastered your mind and senses, no, then definitely you will discover the truth, reality, the Lord is of in your own heart. Therefore, Govindam Bhaja. It's okay? The whole book is to emphasize the importance of knowledge. That's why I said, this Bhaja Govind, I told you initially, it's a book of conversion. It is not for anything else. Conversion means what? It will convert an ordinary, unethical person into an ethical person. An ethical person into a religious person, a non-religious person into a religious person, a religious person into a spiritual person. It convert all the people into spiritual people, first of all. Only when there is commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is there, that is where spirituality begins. Paramparulai therinjakkanungra aasa illainu sonna, enna aanmigam adhu? Always go and then Tirupati Motta and then this thing and always bargaining from Bhagavan. Always deal with Bhagavan. Will bless me with one house and I'll put 2,000 pounds in your hundi. This is always deal. It's okay, you can ask Bhagavan for anything. But having deal with Bhagavan, okay? People always, you know, when they go to pilgrimage, they say deal always. Ask them, where do you go? I prayed for this and then I had to go and neerthi therukku. Always having, that's okay. Having deal with Bhagavan is a different thing, okay? But better know the Lord. You know that people go, no, for all these things. It's okay.
Guru Charanambuja Nirbhara Bhakta. Guru Charanambuja Nirbhara Bhakta Samsarad Chirad Bhava Mukta Samsarad Chirad Bhava Mukta Sendriya Manasa Niyama Devam Sendriya Manasa Niyama Devam Drakshasi Nija Hridayastham Devam Drakshasi Nija Hridayastham Devam Drakshasi
Drakshyasi. Drakshyasi.
Drakshyasi.
Not Draksha. Okay. Drakshyasi means you will see. Drakshyasi nija hridayastham devam. Drakshyasi nija hridayastham devam. Bhaja Govindam, bhaja Govindam, Govindam bhaja Moodhamate, Samprapte, Sannihite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Dukvinkarane. When we'll do the next text, that text will cover this pranayama, pratyahara, everything. I mean, more systematically we'll learn there. Not pranayama, I'm not going to learn pranayama. You will know the relevance of pranayama. Understand? It's not a must you should do all these things. Just available. Yeah. The simple thing is, japam is enough. Worship, pray, live a life of dharma. No? And then, do enough things, that's enough to keep you physically fit. So living a life of dharma is the best thing. Pray, worship, live a life of dharma, no? And pray for jnanam and make efforts to study. That's all you need.
What is the next text? I have a very big question. What happens if you haven't lived a life of dharma? Now how can you go back to living?
No, if you have, see, how you haven't, how you have lived all these days, not a question. There's a choice. Start from this second.
There is no remedy or verification.
See, whatever has gone is gone.
Yeah.
See, once jnanam is there, all the papams you have committed till now, till you gain the jnanam, will disappear. That's the beauty of Shastram. Understand? See, how much ever papam you have, see, even if you have done, that's why there's one Swamiji or bhajan is there. Swamiji or lyric is not written here actually. In Bhagavad Gita also there's a verse. Apichedapi papakrittamaha. Bhavaye paramatman. A nice Swamiji's lyric, I think my Maharaj Mantanam sang this. Actually, the same word Bhagavad Gita also is there. Apichedapi papakrittamaha. Papakrittamaha. Papakrit means sinner. Papate seihiravan. Papakrit taraha means the more worse papi. The worst papi, the worst sinner. Papakrit tamaha, the superlative degree, okay? The worst of the sinners, you've done all papams. Even if you are the greatest of the sinners, the worst of the sinners, all your sins will be, you know, you will cross. Sarvam vrijinam santarishyasi. You will overcome, okay? You will cross over all the sins. Na? Jnana plave neva, with the raft of knowledge. Once you gain jnanam, all your past problems will be resolved. Understand? But to gain until, once you gain jnanam, problems will be resolved. But what if, until you gain jnanam, to gain jnanam, but the mind must be ready, no. For at least that when you realize, in jnanam, all your sins will disappear. But for the jnanam to take place, mind must be ready. For which you need to live a clean life. You had to avoid papa. No. See, at least, you know, you don't worry about the past debts, no. See, that's what I'm saying. Till now, see, as aviveki, as a person of, as an indiscriminate person, we did not have purushartha nischeha. We did not know the value of knowledge. We did not know that reality, Bhagavan has been discovered as the very self. We did not know all those things. And we did not know the, then when the purushartha nischeha is not there, we are not very sure about the ultimate end being choiceless. Choiceless moksha, understand, then you will not know the connection, value of knowledge. Knowledge and moksha are identical, isn't it? Paramporulai aridale nirayave therindhu aridal. There are two different things. Knowledge, knowing the truth is what? Knowing, discovering fullness. There are two different things. Therefore, for to know the truth and that, no, is the only means. Only means. Jnanad eva kaivalyam. When you know, then you know the knowledge being choiceless end. Moksha is a choiceless end. And you know knowledge and moksha are identical. Therefore, moksha, knowledge becomes ultimate choiceless end. Once you, then this is where you know the value of knowledge. Once you know the value of knowledge, then nobody needs to tell you to be committed to the pursuit. So who tells you to keep the money safe? You know. You know the value of money. That is why you don't throw the purse there, outside. Keep it safe. See, anything you know the value of gold, you keep it safe. Why safety lockers? You don't throw it anywhere. Why? You know the value. Once you know the value of knowledge, you become committed to the pursuit of knowledge. You make all efforts to get it. And the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge makes you a spiritual person. And in that context, you know, okay, to be qualified for jnanam, what I should do. In that context, you know the value of knowledge, then you also know the value of values. Unless and I live a life of values, a commitment to live a life of values, it's impossible for me to become mentally pure. Mana amaidi, thoolme, kadakavee kadakavee, dhamma vadae sarna. That is why then you, you commit yourself to the value, know the value of knowledge, thereby you know the value of values. Then you, what you do? You become committed to live a life of values. Then when you find very difficult to live a life of values, you also use, you know the helplessness. You recognize your utter helplessness. Oh my God, I know the value of dharma. I know I need to live a life of dharma, but I'm in a situation where I'm not able to live a life of dharma. What can I do? You seek Bhagavan's grace, intensely, fervently pray. You have to know one's helplessness. Hey Bhagavan, please bless me with the knowledge and strength to be able to live a life of dharma. To know the right, to know the wrong, to choose to do the right, to avoid the wrong. Please bless me. That the fervent prayer, you will pray fervently and then you seek Bhagavan's grace. Avan arulal avanthal patri. You know that? You seek grace to be able to live a life of dharma. It's all, you become prayerful. You're very religious. And you're very thankful for all that Bhagavan has blessed you with. So you're also worshipful. Worshipful and prayerful. You know the value of dharma. You commit yourself to live a life of dharma. See, to know the value of dharma. Understand? That is when you start your, you know, as a spiritual person, you are highly ethical. Unknowingly, you may do wrong things. No, not knowingly. And that is why you are very prayerful and worshipful. Oh, every time you will be correcting yourself. You don't care. There is no guilt, there is no hurt, and you just prayerfully you live a life of dharma. As a spiritual person, religious and ethical. But until you become spiritual, how you live, that doesn't matter. That is why people who do not have purusharatha nischaya, moksha being a choiceless end, nireve therindhu kolludhal ngiradhukku, what choice? There's no choice. What choice any human mind has? You want to be happy, or what? Everybody wants to be happy. It's a choiceless end. So one has to know that. Moksha, other people think I had to do something happen after death. No. You want to be peaceful and happy now. That moksha, understand now. See, this is a choiceless. If it is not very clear, moksha being ultimate, it is not very clear. What will be ultimate ends? Artha kamas will be the ends. Pleasures will be your ends. All the time, pleasure will be the ultimate end. And for pleasures, you need what? Artha. And so when you need artha, you'll work hard to pursue artha. But then, when difficulties are there in life and you don't mind transgressing dharma, definitely there's no, you will not know the value of dharma. If purushartha nischeha is not there, you will not know the value of knowledge, then artha kamas will become your ultimate ends. then you will, in that context, you may not know the value of dharma. You may, you see, there's 100% possibility of transgressing dharma. See, it's very difficult to be righteous all the time. Know that? Very, very difficult. That's why you have to, that's why spiritual people are those who know the value of dharma, thereby they become righteous. Dharmatin madhippai unarandhal uliya dharma nadandhukka mudiyadhu. Very important. See, even if you are righteous, no, situation will cause lots of pressure on you that you may go against. That is why it's very important to know the value of knowledge and moksha. Then you know, others don't need to tell you to be righteous. You will be automatically. Understand? See, the whole attitude towards life will change. And you will know how to, the more you listen and more you listen, understanding of Ishvara, the law of karma and Parat, etc., you will also know how to manage situations, how not to get affected, afflicted. Leave moksha somewhere. But still you will be strong enough to manage situations intelligently, prudently, very carefully. That also will, Bhagavan will bless you with that. Now those who become spiritual, know where there is commitment to dharma, there definitely Bhagavan's grace is 100% there. And all, you will definitely be protected. That is what I told in the very beginning. See, that's what, committing oneself to dharma is surrendering to dharma. Committing oneself to live a life of dharma is in fact surrendering one's will to dharma. Surrendering one's will to dharma, surrendering one's will power to Bhagavan, which is relative sharanagati. In jnanam, when you say, Bhagavane nanum niye, when you say, ellam ni, all that is there is you, I'm also you, when you say, absolute surrender. There's no surrender. What can you surrender to Bhagavan? Understand, everything is Bhagavan actually. Knowing the truth that everything is Ishvara is surrender. Resolving ahankara is surrender. There is no other surrender. That's why, so it doesn't matter how much ever papas one have, until one becomes spiritual, one might have been, papakrit tamaha. Understand? Papakrit tamaha. Sarvam vrijinam santarishyasi. You will cross. Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita. You will sarvam jnana plave naiva. No, you will cross, you will overcome all that, the raft of knowledge. That's why you don't need to worry about, till this afternoon, evening, 7 o'clock, I was telling lies, I was not okay. Don't worry about the past. This second one can begin. No, I'm just suggesting, I'm saying. I know you are already free, I know that, but I'm saying. Now what I'm saying, is it clear now? What I'm saying, see, people they talk, some people come and tell me, they come to open up, they come and really confide things to me. Just tell them, okay, sadhu dharma, sadhu's duty is to relieve people of guilt. It's one of my, I have to relieve people of their guilt and hurt, that. Don't worry, this minute, no human being is Purushottama. Bhagavan is only Purushottama. We are all Punyapapa Mishras. Okay? Proportion differs person to person. We are all mixed people. We are all aiming at what? Sailing in the same boat. With reference to ignorance. And we are all making efforts to know Bhagavan. That is why let us live together. If we live in conformity with Dharma, that is our intimacy. That is how we are together. Understand? We all do our own things. And our intimacy, our closeness, our well-wishing, our well-being, our intimacy, how close are we? Ningyara, Nayara, Avirara, Patelji, he is somebody. But still, we can be together, still how? No, as a well-wisher of each other. All of us had to be here for all of us. How? Society as a whole, how? How can we be close to each other? No other way. Not living together all things like this. No. Just like our commitment to dharma keeps us close. Keeps us intimate. Our intimacy, our closeness is based on our commitment to dharma. We are all here for all of us. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. To live our own paradha. And to discover things. Have you answered a big question?
If I said me, but I don't know whether I can get out of my power.
No, see.
You're still committing it, that's the problem.
Don't worry. Okay, now you know. See, now you can't say I'm still committing. Okay, now you can't learn it to say I'm still committing. See, even now I tell you.
Vegetarian is a papa, isn't it?
I won't say that. I won't say anything. You know what for your, to yourself.
Swami, you want to serve the next text? For Thursday?
Upadesha Saram. Ramana Maharishi's text.
Oh, who?
Ramana Maharishi. Because I do the text, because I thought I should do that. I will not go to Upanishads now, because I had to prepare a lot. Even this book, I made it a little easier. I didn't make it really too deep and all that, because other will take care of another text. Actually, here, Bhajagovinda, people interpret different ways. But we are very focused. No? Shankara's heart has to be important. What is important? Govindam Bhaja. Because the word Bhaja has many meanings. Worship, attain, reach, know. I had to see them, all the means you had to take. Okay. Is it time now?
Yes.
Okay, Radhamma, don't, please relieve yourself of the fear of being a papi. Yeah, there's no papam. And then, and see what you can do about it. It's a question, no? I'll tell you, I can give you some nice recipes for that. To manage that.
How to cook.
Yeah. I do give it from people. Come and tell me. No, I'm not able to eat, Swamini. What can I do? They tell me. I tell, come on, bring some meal makers. I'll tell you how to cook this. I don't touch, okay? But I tell people how to eat, how to avoid, how to, have tasty food in vegetarian food itself. How to manage the tongues.
Right.
Yeah, I can tell you some recipes. Give you some recipes. I keep definite demands because food habits are very, very important. I'm not saying you can eat tasty food. The Shastram does not say you should not eat tasty food. We have sixfold tastes. We have to eat tasty, healthy, nutritious food. No? Not too hot. We are going to see in 16th chapter of Gita. We are going to see all that. What is Sattvika Ahara? Now that insect, people think of the grass juice is Sattvika Ahara. Not that. Pumpkin juice in his heart. That's the naturopathy. That's not true. It's a problem, okay? Eat tasty food. You can know Sri Lankan, Mulahathul and Sri Lankan Sarakathul, okay. They're all very good. You can use it. Who said you can't use all those things? They're all meant for us. All our spices are fantastic. And anything should be but moderation. அளவிற்கு மீனால் அமிர்தமும் நஞ்சு. இவன் நெக்டர் பிகம்ஸ் பாய்சன். நெக்டர் இஸ் பாய்சன் இட் இஸ் எக்ஸிட்ஸ் எனி திங் எக்ஸிஸ் தட்ஸ் வை இட்ஸ் நாட் குட். சோ ஹியர் வி ஹாவ் டு யூஸ் எவ்ரி திங். ஃபுட் மஸ்ட் பி டேஸ்டி அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஓல்ட் ஃபுட் நாட் ரெக்கமெண்டட் பை சாஸ்திரம். பட் ஹியர் யூ கான்ட் ஹெல்ப் திஸ் கண்ட்ரி பிகாஸ் யூ டோன்ட் டு கீப் தி ஃபிரிட்ஜ் open air also fridge only here, refrigerator. So here, and then you can't help all of you cook lots and keep it for 1 month and eating 2 months for 2 months, not good. Anyway, some people keep some masalas for 1 month and 2 weeks. No, I don't know about it. Anyway, I don't know. But always, what I'm saying, I'm not saying all those things, but at least, I can give some recipes if you want next week, okay? How to eat tasty vegetarian food. Don't go into other people, they won't come to the class then. Yeah. Oh, Swamiji just give vegetarian food recipe, people won't come to my class then. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamodachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.